You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Okie dokie, it is Monday all day. January 8th is the day. The sun is, well, there's no sun. The light is now out there about an hour late. It's extremely dark and hazy and rainy around the entire Mid-South, but this should burn off, they say, by noon, and highs upper 40s for today. Tomorrow, back to 50s, same thing Wednesday, 60 on Thursday, and then the weekend gets cold again. So enjoy this while you can, and have a good week, have a good day. Kiddies are back in school, and life continues to roll on into the first year of, well, the first month of 2018. And the dumbasses keep providing us great entertainment, and at least it's not us yet. Let's start with this one. I have audio of this dude. Michael Lester called the 911 in Winter Haven, Florida. Shock, shortly after, no, before 9 p.m. on New Year's Eve. I guess he started early. He called to report a drunk driver. Deputies found the driver. It was him. He had called and reported his red pickup truck pointing south. He was in the northbound lane. Oops. And the other half was in a left turn lane. So one part of the car one way, one the other. The guy had been driving around all night trying to get pulled over, he said. He said he'd only slept a few hours the past 4 days, and he had swallowed some meth, which made him a little bit jacked up. So let's see how this 911 call went.
911, what's the address of your emergency? Hello?
I don't know.
Check.
I'm too drunk. I don't know where I'm at.
Okay, what is it you're trying to report, sir?
I was just drunk driving.
You're drunk driving right now?
Yeah, all night.
Okay, well, can you
I'm
pull
I'm actually right in front of the police department right now.
Okay, can you pull over somewhere so an officer...
But they won't.
Where are you right now?
I don't know. I'm too drunk.
What color is your vehicle?
It is red.
What kind is it?
It's an F-150.
Yeah.
Okay, and where have you pulled... Where have you pulled over to?
I don't know what street this is here, but it's right past the police station in Winter Haven.
What is your last name? Your last name, sir?
I think I'm going to go get something to eat. They can catch up with me.
Yes, sir. What's your last name?
Is it helpful?
Yeah, it's very helpful. Yes, sir, it is. Where have you been all night?
Driving around, trying to get pulled over, actually.
Sir, what is your last name?
No. I don't feel like giving that to you right now.
Okay, you called because you wanted assistance. Do you need EMS or paramedics?
No, I need the police department.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to get to you. So if you do me a favor, look out. What do you see? Do you see a McDonald's? Do you see a bank? What do you see?
It's a Publix.
You're near Publix? Are you in the parking lot?
No, I'm driving on the wrong side of the road.
Now you're driving on the wrong
side. God, it just goes on forever. And he doesn't want to give her his name. Why not?
They're going to find out.
She has the GPS probably from your phone, for one thing. Oh, what a guy. But, Michael Lester, probably be in jail for a bit. No sleep for 4 days and meth. Good decision. So I guess they found him and he's okay, I guess. I don't know.
This one comes from North Dakota. Dustin Johnson spent 7 hours inside a Hobby Lobby up in North Dakota. He loaded a shopping cart with $4,000 worth of stuff from that store. That's a lot of styrofoam balls and fabric and stuff. He wheeled the cart out of the store. He didn't pay for any of this, and no one stopped him. I'm thinking if it's 7 hours, maybe he broke in after hours to do his little shopping. The cart, however, ran into the snow, got stuck, and fell over.
Oops.
Spilling all of the stuff, the $4,000 worth of merchandise, out into the snow. Johnson decided to just say, forget it. He left the cart and left the scene on foot, but he dropped his wallet somehow while doing all of this. This made it very easy for the police to find him because his ID was in there. They arrested him at his home, and no word of what happened to all the styrofoam balls.
Oh, my. Well, okay, let's keep going because it just keeps getting better. It's never a good idea, says the story, to drive at 118 mile an hour on any highway. It's an even poorer decision to do so while extremely drunk.
Yes.
I mean, that could be the end of the story right there, but it's not. That was the decision, regrettably, of 30-year-old Tustin Walsh Lauman, who now sits in the jail in South Dakota. His bond is set at $2.5 million, which you might think at first glance is a lot for drunk driving and speeding. Well, police found in his car a bunch of beer containers and pill bottles, and this guy was just a mess. They also, upon further investigation, which is why we get to the bond being $2.5 million, aside from the fact they found all these booze bottles, pill bottles, they found a dead woman.
Whoa.
Wrapped in a blanket in the back seat. That'll do it to you every time. $2.5 million. So he's in a lot of trouble, and nobody knows what to make of that one. This one, people on airplanes acting stupid. Airplanes, I think, you know, as time goes by, you're going to see more people flipping out and causing scenes on these airplanes. They're getting smaller. It's going to make people aggravated, and if they get drunk, they're going to get into trouble. This guy, it doesn't say if he was drunk or not, but he's now getting a checkup from the neck up after a flight from, it was to Hong Kong from Chicago. They had to stop the plane in Anchorage. This is on the past Thursday. The stop was made necessary when an unnamed man smeared his own feces, poop, on the walls in a couple of bathrooms.
Whoa.
Before he took off his shirt.
What?
And tried to stuff it down the toilet. These chain of events related, I don't know. But he's pooping on the walls and throwing down his shirt in the toilet. The FBI met him at the airport. And airport police took him to a place to have an evaluation because he's a little crazy. The passengers also had to spend the night in Alaska. And the plane had to be disinfected and cleaned up from Poop Boy, who really made a freaking mess. Dude, please. Trump Tower's on fire.
What?
Is that called karma? I don't know. There's a fire at Trump Tower in New York. Hopefully everybody's okay. In the world around us here, I don't know. It's pretty much the same insane stuff. Tonight, national championship football, the SEC title game, or the college football, whatever it is. It's Georgia and Alabama. So that's going to go on this evening, and many folks are pleased about that. Why they have this on a Monday is a big pain in the butt. 7 o'clock here is okay. That's if it starts at 7 o'clock, which I wouldn't count on. Because they got to do all this other stuff and have to sing about 20 songs and bring out the ROTC or whatever they do. And it's just play the dang football game. That's tonight. The discussions over the weekend among people, I'm sure, included the concern about your computer after this problem was found in almost every computer on Earth. People were kind of calmed by the reactions of the companies that are in charge of this. Intel was the chip maker
they made most of the chips that are affected.
Well, and the problem here, which has not been commented on, is the fact that their CEO knew about this and back in November dumped his stock, or most of it, $24 million worth.
He dumped every share that he legally could under his contract.
He had to keep some of it, but he dumped all of that stock. So the short version of this is that Microsoft and Google and all these people have issued updates, as has Apple. If you down those, you should be okay. Your problem, this should be fixed. they are less concerned about us folks than they are banks and governments and things like that. But if you can just get this thing to, work and download on your PC, you should be okay. There's no discussion here of it slowing down your system or any of that. That might have been some, pre-hype that was inaccurate. Anyway, Microsoft, Apple, Linux, Linux, download the thing and you ought to be okay. So that one is in the news. Golden Globes were last night. A massive outpouring of emotion by Hollywood people, especially women. And Oprah, I guess, led the charge. They made the point that should have been made a long time ago. And they had their platform and their forum to do that. And they did. And so now we'll see if we can move along from that or if it'll be around for a while. But many eyes are watching. This problem has been a problem for years and years and years. And it is a societal change a-coming, not just Hollywood, but everywhere. So stand by. This is not going to go away anytime soon. Mr. Trump was at Camp David over the weekend discussing, there's so much stuff. And that's the point, I think. The more chaos there is, the more it is harder to follow. The border wall is now up for discussion. Billions of dollars there. It's very convoluted. It will likely not happen. It may happen in part, but they got to worry about the government shutdown again. The 21st, is that when it was?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Okay, fantastic. So that's going on, but fear not. The Fire and the Fury book is out. It has caused havoc beyond belief. The book is going to sell so many copies, it's just insane. There's a wait on most every site, which is unusual for Amazon. They have a waiting time for it's weeks. So
could be a lot of people reading it on Kindle.
Oh, it's going to be everywhere. And the author is, and some folks say, yep, this is all in part true. And some say that it's not. Who knows? It's one of those books that, there are parts of it that are obviously true because it was all, it's on tape for one thing.
Right.
And there are notes that confirm that, yes, these things were said. Does anybody care after a while? I don't know. This presidency has been so unpredictable and full of chaos and all kinds of issues, some good, some bad, but it just never ends. But Mr. Trump felt the need to tweet yesterday from Camp David to assure us all that everything is okay and there's nothing wrong with his brain. Let's see. Now that Russian collusion after 1 year of intense study has proven to be a total hoax on the American... Well, no, sir, it has not been proven to be that. You would like for it to be, but it's not. The Democrats and their lapdogs, the fake news mainstream media, are taking out the Ronald Reagan playbook and yelling mental stability and intelligence. Well, that came after a long time. He did get old and have some issues and but whatever. That really, I don't believe, is the playbook they're pulling out. But there are questions about the man's mental capacity. And does it work or not? Because of his age, I guess, and the fact even more so that his father died from the complications involving Alzheimer's and dementia. Is this valid? I don't know. The man does act crazy sometimes. We all do sometimes. When you're the president, it's less cool to act crazy sometimes and keep up with the tweeting and the saying of outrageous things that never come to pass and that don't make any sense. He continued, throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been mental stability and being like really smart. I don't know why he had to put a comma and a like as if he were 12 years old in this thing. Being like really smart, you know, like crooked Hillary Clinton also played these cards very hard. As everyone knows, went down in flames. Yes, we remember you won. Got it, Roger. Check. Last one, I went from very, in all caps, successful businessman to top TV star to president of the U.S. of A. on my first try. That would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that. That was the last one, finished at 7:30 in the morning yesterday. On my first try, that sounds like your three-year-old when he poops by himself for the first time. Anyway, fear not. We have a stable genius at the helm. Nothing to see here. Move along. We'll come back and look at the entertainment news of the weekend, movies and such, what albums are selling. Bono is so right. Music has gotten to be a bunch of, well, it's girly and it's rap artist and it's whatever, but it ain't rock and roll. We'll check those things for you and other stories involving TV shows and just other stuff. After we do this little break, we'll come back and get into that.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Now the airport expansion has been announced yesterday, and we're going to try to get our friend Jack Sammons to come by and explain what will be happening out there. So the new year off to a quick start. The mayor will be here next. When is he here? Oh, yeah, it's next Tuesday. Jim will be here to discuss his concepts, views, going back to last year and his visions for 2018. So we have some good, interesting folks. We assume they'll be good and interesting on the program in the coming weeks. So stay tuned, and I'm sure we'll be offering various bribes and such as time goes by. There are no concerts to speak of until the Foo Fighters in May at the Forum. There will be more, so be patient on that. In the entertainment world, well, you know what? I meant to play this just for laughs.
Yeah.
Because it is Monday and everybody's bummed out and hungover and it's gray and rainy. This guy was going to be one of my dumbasses, but I just totally spaced it. Jimmy John's Delivery. Their commercials advertise, and they're pretty good ads too, how fast they get to your house. I never ordered from them, but that's their whole thing. Fast delivery. Well, this guy works there, and he got to somebody's house, and he had to pee. Now, as somebody who knows how hard it is to hold it when you just have to go, this guy admits that he peed at the front door. This is only 8 seconds in length. I guess a doorbell camera caught dude peeing outside their front door, and then this is what happened.
Hello, man. Sir?
You got me?
Yeah, I peed on myself.
Huh?
Yeah, I peed on myself.
Well, that quality sucked.
Yeah.
But he got nailed for peeing. So this guy watched him on the camera as he took a leak and then gave the guy the pizza like nothing ever happened. But when confronted, he said, yep, I did. So you probably, just as a rule, pee before you get to the front door because they can see you and it's not a good look for your company. So watch yourself or just wear some diapers. Movies at the box office. Star Wars, after its first 4 weeks of big money, I don't know what the total was, but I saw at one point that movie had taken $420 million to make, and it had made that exactly at the box office. So they had broken even. That, I assume, being a number that was international, not just here. But they had broken even, and I guess after that, everything is cake. So Star Wars drops to number three this week. Jumanji, number one at the box office. I would never have that's Dwayne Johnson, right?
Yeah.
He was on the Golden Globes last night with his daughter, and that was a kind of a sweet touch. Insidious, The Last Key. I missed that one. Don't know what it is.
That's kind of a thriller horror kind of movie.
Okay, aren't they all? The Greatest Showman about P.T. Barnum, which is part musical, part circus film, number four. That one is not meeting expectations, I don't think. Although it's the great Hugh Jackman, and it looked like a pretty good film, but the younger audience has no idea about the circus back in those days and what it was like. So that one is one more grown-up film that will not get seen until it comes on to the cable or someplace. Pitch Perfect 3, number 5, Ferdinand, Molly's Game, Darkest Hour, and on, things that nobody has any idea what they are. CBS has given the green light to a second season of The Big Bang Theory spinoff Young Sheldon. Those two shows are the only sitcoms I hear anybody mention that they ever, ever watch. So they must be good. They are well written. I've watched The Big Bang Theory a little bit. I just don't, as a rule, watch network TV. But that one has hung on through everything and is funny and smart and continues to have an audience.
It's like in its 11th season now.
Yeah, it's been for a long, long time. Actor Jerry Van Dyke, bless his heart, he passed away, 86 years old. He is best known on a show that you likely have never heard of unless you're a little bit older, My Mother, the Car, one of the worst TV shows in the history of television, about this guy's mom died and her spirit returned in the form of his car. Awful idea. Horrible. And I guess it lasted for 1 year, but Jesus, it was awful. That show hadn't been on TV. It didn't even make any reruns because it was that bad. He also turned down the lead role on Gilligan's Island. Mm. Jerry Van Dyke could have been Gilligan.
Huh.
And I guess of the past, 25 years, he was on Coach on television. But Jerry Van Dyke, the brother of Dick Van Dyke, and Dick is, about 91 now and still going strong? And Jerry, I always remember driving over to Hot Springs, to the horse track, that Jerry Van Dyke's ice cream parlor, there was a huge, huge billboard for that. And I don't suppose that Jerry will be there much anymore, but rest in peace, Mr. Van Dyke. In the world of trolling and Facebooking, and I sent a story, I thought, to you, Wes, that I didn't get to, or it didn't show up, about the challenges that await Facebook this year with the concern about what it has turned into and the ongoing, it spreads hate and ugliness and discord and bullying, and lots of problems have arisen from that for little kids and for adults, and the Facebook Live element of this. It's not what it was intended to be. And so Mark Zuckerberg is charged now with trying to figure out a way to corral this stuff. And I don't have any idea how he can do it. But it is, fertile ground for ugliness and mean people and dumb stuff and, fake news for real. And things are going on behind the scenes there that you have no idea. And those that persist on being on there they just refuse to acknowledge the fact that once you're on there and you stay on there, you've got no privacy ever again. They know exactly every move you're making, your likes, your dislikes, probably your dog's name. And that, to me, is Well, it's just terrifying.
And yeah, they know everything that you put up there, everything you
and
tell
likely
us.
More too. But there is concern, and I saw this story on a credible news site. It was not some, you know, TMZ kind of crap. It was a real story about the future of this thing that has made so much money, and that it's just gone, you know, way beyond, you know, grandkid pictures and puppies and stuff. It's just a mess. Thank you, Sid. Sid just found this. Zuckerberg's dilemma is the headline. When Facebook's success is bad for society. So he has made some comments about how he will do whatever it takes to curb their negative effects, but how far will he go? So that is, it will be an ongoing talk for this coming year. This stuff can be fun. It was supposed to be fun, but it's become dangerous. And we know how it was used during the election. It'll be used that way again because it's hard to monitor, I suppose. And just a casual user doesn't really even notice. But not being even the casual user, I don't know. Nor do I have any interest in knowing at all about any of it. I don't see what the point is. Instagram is also one of those things that I guess can be fun, can be cute. The Twitter has become infamous almost because of the president of this country and his use of it. And there are some smart folks on there, I'm sure, and some that don't need to be on there because they're dumbasses and trolls. Trolling is being mean to people, and you can do it on Facebook and any place else. This story caught my eye yesterday for just because of what happened after it was done. The comedian, Sarah Silverman. Some folks like, some folks don't. She's had her own her own show. Was on, I guess, the E! Network. It was pretty funny. She has been around for a long time. A comedian. She's done movies and done some shows. She's not shy about saying stuff and has gotten, I suppose, in some kind of trouble in the past for being so bold and candid and frank in her commentaries about life and society's issues. Some guy on the internet, it didn't say where, I'm guessing on Facebook, called her the C word, which she saw. Mm-hmm. In lieu of returning that hatred, and this should be a lesson to everybody out there who doesn't count to 10 or 20 before you start typing. You know, always just, you know, consider the source. And that's why I just, you know, that these hateful comments, I don't see how people can, well, it just hurts and it's sad and it's mean and it's wrong. So in lieu of, you know, going back to him and saying, you know, F you, she, you know, scrolled through his media profile and responded to him calling her the C word by saying this: I believe in you. I read your timeline and I see what you're doing, and your rage is thinly veiled pain. She added, you know, see what happens when you choose love. I see it in you. And that to me is incredibly impressive and very kind. What a great reaction, man. That led to an ongoing exchange between them, in which this guy apologized, but said that he, quote, can't choose love because a man that resembles Kevin Spacey stole that from him when he was 8 years old. Sarah told him that she did get his desire for revenge and advised him to seek a support group. The troll guy said that he would. He promised her that he would. And Sarah reached out to her followers to find the guy some help for the bad luck he mentioned online.
That's great.
Wow. Isn't that, that is a great story that reaffirms your faith in mankind at least for 4 or 5 minutes. But a very, very nice touch. I will always, always like her for that. And she could have gone an entirely different route, but she instead opted for love and kindness. And that's what we all ought to be doing. And maybe things like that will spur us on to do those things. The best-selling albums of the week. Now, this album last night on the Globes won the best song from a movie, The Greatest Showman. This must be one heck of a soundtrack because the film is a musical. And this song, it was, I can't recall what it was called, number one soundtrack this week. If somebody can ever explain to me, as somebody who has loved music and has spent my entire life involved in music and the business and what's good and what's bad, even things I don't quite understand or don't like, if they're good, well, then they're good. Doesn't matter what the genre is, if it's classical, if it's hip-hop, if it's good, it's good and should be acknowledged as such. Having said that, why in the hell does Ed Sheeran keep selling albums? This ginger douche is in my nightmares. Is it all over that one song, The Shape of Your Body or whatever? Is that it?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I don't know. But he some of his songs to me kind of sound the same. I don't know.
They all sound the same.
And they're forgettable to me.
There's nothing special. Well, I think that his audience is teenage girls and maybe 20-year-old girls that really dig this song and think that he, even though he looks like a hobo, that maybe he somehow has, he's just lovable and cuddly because he appears to be such a dork. I don't know. He's probably a lovely guy, but Jesus, take your red hair and go away. Is there one more hit off the album besides that one?
I don't know.
Whatever it is. He's number two this week. Taylor Swift, another story. Reputation, number three. G-Eazy, I'm guessing, is a young brother who's mad. The Beautiful and Damned. Kendrick Lamar, Damn, number five. That'll be your Grammy Award a winning album, I'm guessing, next month. Eminem, Revival, Angry Young, White Fella. Imagine Dragons, Evolve. Indie band, good songs, not rock. It's okay. Post Malone, yeah, he had another mad brother. Huncho Jack. Who's he?
Don't know from him.
Huncho, well, that's a pretty pretty uptown name. And Khalid. American teen. Justin Timberlake has unveiled the 16 songs on his new album coming out. It's called Man of the Woods. He has many fans here and around the world, so people are looking forward to JT's new record, and that'll be out pretty soon. There's one song out now all across the internets. What else did I see here? Giant gummy bears
are on the attack.
Well, they this is, I don't know what this company is. I guess they make giant gummy bears. They also now, I bought some of these last week because I'm trying to not eat any kind of, candy or sugar or stuff. It just ain't good for you. They have organic, these little bears, same company, and they taste just fine. Less sugar, less funk, and they're still gummy, and they're still bears. They've made an 8-foot, 27-pound gummy python. You can buy it at hungryforever.com. It sells for $150 and comes in a reptile tank.
Nice.
That's a lot of money for a bunch of gummy.
People will buy anything. Just look around you. You got to buy one of these razors for yourself or for somebody in your family. Harry's is of whom we speak. They've been here with us on the program for a good bit now, and many guys have tried this, and they like the shave and the entire approach, and they have kept on and keep buying it for their families and for their friends. So Harry's is out there with their free trial set. They want you to see how good this thing is, and they'll send it to you for free. You just pay the shipping. It's a smooth shave. The little set comes with the handle that is nicely fitting into your hand. It's ergonomic, and that means it's just kind of a good fit. With the five blades on top that are precision cutting blades, German made, the trimmer blade for your mustache and your sideburns and that kind of deal. The shave gel is good, and it smells nice and foamy, and the travel blade cover. Go online to harrys.com. You will like these blades. They are pretty sure of that. So your first set is free. You pay shipping. And you also get, as part of the deal, the aftershave balm, which smells really good. harrys.com. The code is Drake. Put it in there, and you are set up to have a good shave for 2018. Thank you, Harry's. They will be waiting for your online order today, so get you some and shave and enjoy that. We'll do a break and come back in a sec and check out some more of the activities of the day right after this.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.